Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day the Lord made. We rejoice and we're glad in it. Amen, amen. This is the day the Lord didn't plan just to watch this service. He planned to move through the midst of this room and put His hand on us. We have never deserved the depth of His majesty and glory that He's revealed to us. We've never deserved the extent of His mercy. But the very nature of God is that He wants to embrace us and He wants to pour out favor on us. He wants to forgive our sins when we ask. He wants to heal our bodies when we need His healing. He wants to work miracles in our lives. He wants to do that. It's His nature. Amen. I feel Him in His house today. I'm going to read something in the scripture. Bible says that Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times and thy flesh shall come again to thee and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. I just want to say God wants to do miracles His way. I'm going to talk about miracles God's way for a minute. He's probably not going to do it the way you got it figured out. He's probably not going to need your help planning all the steps. He's probably going to do it a way that's different than you thought it should have been done. Because His word said His ways are not our ways and His thoughts are above our thoughts. His plan is so much better than my plan. You know, I don't know how I would have even started to create an eyeball to make sight. I wouldn't know how to build the simplest camera. I wouldn't know how to do that. But God's way was He designed a system here where my eye can discern and measure and filter light. He designed something that can change its focus and he designed it so that I can take a picture in and He can put it through the lens and project it against the back of my eyeball and let my brain pick up the image. And I wouldn't have known how to do that because His ways are bigger than mine. His ways are better. His ways are higher. This story, you know this story. Naaman was a Syrian. He was captain of the Syrian army, and he was a leper. The Bible talks about it. He was a great man, but it said he was a leper. That one little word changed the whole picture of him, because he could have stature, he could have, he could have a title, he could have recognition nationally. His picture could be on their billboards, but the fact that he was a leper made all of that insignificant, because leprosy was going to kill him. And it wouldn't matter how much wealth he had or how important his family name was, but he was a leper. Now, we like that story. We've read it a lot of times. We know about it. There was a little slave girl been captured in battle. Can you imagine the route God takes to do His miracles? I want you to know that Naaman wasn't the only one that's paying a price by having leprosy. There's a little girl that knew the terror of being captured, kidnapped, while wars are raging. Somebody kidnaps her as a small child and takes her to a home that she's not familiar with. And there's a mama and daddy somewhere that have lost their baby girl. You say, well, that's horrible, isn't it? No, it might have been that God allowed that to be part of his miracle, costing some folk. Because it's that little servant girl, when she finds out that her master, Naaman, is going to die with leprosy, she whispers to Mama, says, oh, I wish Master could go to my home. Because if he'd go there, the prophet would pray for him. He could be healed of leprosy. You know, you don't have to have an ordination to preach. You know, you don't have to be born with an ordination in your diaper to be a preacher. You can be a little girl, a servant in a household of unbelievers. And she said, oh, Mama, I wish he could go there because he'd get healed. Well, the word got out, and the word got to the king. And the king said, hey, Naaman, listen, I want you to fix you a packed train of riches. I want it to be impressive. I want the guy over there in Israel, I want him to know how important you are, so he'll know how important it is that he heals you of this leprosy. And, you know, the Bible don't tell us how many animals or whatever, but here's what it says. He's bringing 10 talents of silver. A talent's 100 pounds. So he's bringing 1,000 pounds of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, 10 garments. You say, well, that's nothing. You can go to Walmart and get 10 garments pretty cheap. Not in that day. In that day, a garment...